One day, victory.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell today announcing he'll leave the leadership role in November.
I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
That will cap McConnell's career in Congress, earning him the title of the longest-serving Senate leader in history. He'll finish out his term in the Senate. The FAA is giving Boeing 3 months to come up with a plan to meet safety standards and also fix its quality control. It follows an audit of Boeing's 737 MAX assembly lines due to the door plug that fell out of a commercial plane mid-flight last month. And comedian and actor Richard Lewis has died. His publicist says he suffered a fatal heart attack at his Los Angeles home. Lewis, who branded his comedy stage act around his neurotic personality, also co-starred in HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Richard Lewis was 76 years old. This is ABC News. More details regarding Alexei Navalny's funeral amid concerns that Putin's regime could crack down on any outpouring of support.
Alexei Navalny's team have announced the opposition leader's funeral will take place on Friday at a church in a suburb of Moscow. The funeral will begin at 2 p.m. local. They say he will be buried at the Borisova Cemetery in Moscow 2 hours later. The church is a public area, and it's likely large numbers of people may try to come and pay their respects. Navalny's wife, in a speech on Wednesday, said she does not know if police will allow Navalny's funeral to take place peacefully. And as Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The number of babies born in Japan last year fell to a record low. It's the 8th straight year that the country has seen a drop in births. Just over 758,000 babies born in Japan in 2023. That's more than a 5% decline from the previous year. The Prime Minister says the low birth rates is the biggest crisis facing the country. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the low teens, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow. Highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday, high upper 50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend, partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're at 18 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newbert. It'll be more expensive for you to go see a Packers game next season. Ted Allen has more.
The Packers announced Tuesday a price increase on Stadium Bowl tickets for 2024, with the cost of regular season tickets jumping from $4 to $10 per game depending on location. Preseason ticket prices will also rise between $2 and $5 per game.
You can find out more online at packers.com/tickets. Elijah Vu's family is asking for his safe return home after a second Two Rivers Police Department press conference yesterday evening. Police say that all leads and tips in Elijah's case are being followed. Elijah's aunt and grandmother say that their hearts are heavy and they just want him to return home. Vu has been missing for a week after being last seen in an apartment complex in Two Rivers. The FBI is now offering a $15,000 reward for information into Elijah's disappearance. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Voice for farmers, vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
The 35 Under 35 program is a great way to recognize young farmers and ag professionals using the best farming practices to keep our environment sustained for our future generations to come. Through this program, I've really gotten to see a lot of different perspectives on how everybody defines sustainability differently.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. And Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The Durand City Council will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the purchase of a new generator for the fire hall, reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting will begin at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Parents in Chippewa Falls continue to be upset about why they weren't told about a school threat last fall. Dozens of parents turned out at last night's school board meeting demanding answers. They want to know why no one told them about a student who, in October of last year, was allegedly looking up how to make bombs and had what authorities called a journal with a specific threat. Parents didn't find out about the threats until earlier this month. Many parents last night said they want more answers, not just about the threat, but all the other threats as well. Chippewa Falls school leaders say they didn't notify parents because of privacy laws and because the police were already handling the case. A New Richmond woman has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for the death of her fiancé. Marion Smith pleaded guilty to reckless homicide last fall after an incident in 2022 that had led to the death of Sean Lewis. She was sentenced yesterday in St. Croix County Circuit Court. Along with the 12-year prison sentence, Smith will be on 10 years of extended supervision. Wisconsin's governor wants $125 million to deal with PFAS contamination across the state, even though he doesn't want the new law that goes along with the money. Governor Evers yesterday promised to veto the PFAS plan from Republican lawmakers. The plan would spend $125 million on grants to local communities so they can clean up their drinking water. The governor likes that part of the law, but doesn't like the piece that would hold landowners harmless if PFAS chemicals simply pass through their land. The governor wants to give the DNR the power to go after those landowners. The governor says lawmakers should give him the money as a compromise instead. The FBI is now offering a reward for information about that missing Manitowoc County boy. The FBI yesterday announced a $15,000 reward for any information about Elijah Vu's whereabouts. He's been missing since last Tuesday. His mom and her boyfriend are facing child neglect charges, but have not said anything about where the boy is. Manitowoc County's Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward in the case. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Two people were injured in a single vehicle accident in Oak Grove Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 61-year-old Michael Franzi of Green Bay was traveling northbound on Highway 00 when he lost control of his vehicle and entered the ditch. He was taken to Regents Hospital along with passenger 61-year-old Ann Massey of Green Bay. A judge is not going to stop HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospitals from closing in April. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine had asked the judge to stop the two hospitals from closing until at least July. The judge dismissed that request yesterday. HSHS announced back in January it would close its hospitals because of costs and other industry trends. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine said they filed the lawsuit to try to get more time for patients in the area who may be left without care once the hospitals close. Teachers in Lake City Public Schools have a new contract. The school district and union teachers approved the new two-year contract yesterday. Under the contract, base pay for teachers will increase by 5% in the first year of the agreement and 3% in the second. Teachers with 20 years or more of experience will receive an annual salary stipend. The contract also includes additional compensation for staff working beyond the expected school day. A large crowd turned out last night for a public memorial in Rochester for fallen Burnsville firefighter Adam Finseth. Among those who spoke at Finseth's legacy included community leaders, members of the Burnsville Fire Department, and friends of the family. The service included a tribute from the Rochester Fire Department Honor Guard and a bell ceremony. Finseth is a Rochester native and graduate of John Marshall High School. He, along with Burnsville Police Officer Paul Elmstred and Matthew Ruge, were killed on February 18th while responding to a domestic disturbance. There's another request to fast-track Wisconsin's pending abortion case. Attorney General Josh Call yesterday asked the state Supreme Court to take up the challenge to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The law bans almost all abortions, but is on hold because a Dane County judge ruled the law doesn't really apply to abortions. Call says the sooner the Wisconsin Supreme Court settles the case, the better. Sheboygan County DA has also asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to fast-track the case. He's the only prosecutor in the state looking to enforce the 1849 law. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The University of Minnesota is welcoming a new leader. The Minnesota Board of Regents selected Rebecca Cunningham as the university president. The vote cleared the way for contract talks with the University of Michigan vice president for research and innovation. Cunningham is expected to begin her new job July 1st. For WRDN News, reporting from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bush vexed with Vegas record. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Drivers always want to win in their hometowns. But when you're Kyle Busch, fans expect you to win. In 25 NASCAR Cup Series starts at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Busch has just one victory. He's come close to more, though, with nearly 50% of his finishes in the top five.
Even as a kid, I had a love-hate relationship with that place. Sometimes you'd win, sometimes you'd not win, you know, so it was always tough and a challenge at the short track, but the same for the Super Speedway, you know. I think you just put a lot of pressure on yourself, I do, of wanting to win at your hometown track. When I did win there in 2009, it felt like a Daytona 500 win. Over the course of my career, there's more thirds there than anything else, so I know very well about being 0-2 close.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, where the Marquette Golden Eagles look for a third straight victory tonight, playing host to Providence. The Golden Eagles come into tonight at 21-6. The Friars at 18-9. Tip off tonight's set for 6 o'clock. In the Horizon League, it's the last week of the regular season. Wisconsin-Milwaukee travels to IUPUI tonight, while Green Bay is on the road at Cleveland State. From last night, the Wisconsin Badgers, 74-70, the loss at the hands of the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers see their record fall to 18-10. Back in action on Saturday, playing host to 13th-ranked Illinois. From the NBA last night, the Milwaukee Bucks, 123-85, the win over the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night. Major League Baseball spring training action this afternoon. The Brewers taking on the Chicago Cubs. To the NFL, where the scouting combine continues in Indianapolis. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Three wrestlers join Elite Company as four-time state champs, plus more from the state wrestling meet. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The WIAA Individual Wrestling State Meet saw 42 boys champions crowned across three divisions on Saturday, along with 12 girls state champs. Further numbers include a total of 21 boys wrestlers that repeated as state champ, 7 who won a third title, 11 that claimed a second crown, and 15 male wrestlers who ended this season unbeaten. Among the undefeated wrestlers was Dawson Johnson of Cumberland, who won the 138-pound weight class in Division III by finishing his senior season with a perfect 58-0 mark. It was the fourth state title for Johnson. Joining him as four-time state champs were Connor Mirasola of West Bend West and Coy Hopke of Amory. Mirasola won the 190-pound title in Division I, and coincidentally, his twin brother Cole became a three-time state champion, winning the heavyweight title, as the pair accounted for a combined 7 championships in their illustrious careers. Coy Hopke recorded a first period pin to cap off his fourth state title, this one at heavyweight in Division II. Of note, Dodgeville had the most individual state champions with 4. On the girls' side, junior Haley Krieger of New London will look to become the first ever female four-time state champion next year, as she grabbed her third state crown on Saturday at 152 pounds, finishing a perfect 42-0. She was one of 8 female wrestlers who finished unbeaten this year. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. We were on a lake in central Minnesota. The bite was really slow. But all of a sudden, we started catching perch after perch. What happened? I'll tell you, but first.
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
We got to the lake, we set up our shelter, and the fishing was slow. We made the rounds, talked to a bunch of other anglers, and they were having the same problem. There were a lot of perch down there, just couldn't get them to bite. We were watching them on the underwater cameras, and we could just see that these fish didn't seem to want our bait. We were trying a lot of different things, maggots, wax worms, different size jigs, different colors. All of a sudden, I've got my lure on the camera, and I needed to take a little break, so I set my rod down, and the bait actually dropped to the bottom. It was a little teardrop jig, had two wax worms on it, and it dropped down to the bottom, and it was sitting there on the bottom, and a perch swam up and picked it up off the bottom and started to swim away. I lifted up my rod, set the hook, and reeled in a beautiful jumbo perch. Well, they wanted the bait on the bottom. All of a sudden, we started dropping our bait on the bottom, and the fish were picking it up, and we started catching them one right after another. Try different things. Sometimes it'll change the whole program. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the low teens, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow. Highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday. High upper 50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend. Partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're at 18 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast today from Commodity Classic that's underway in Houston, Texas. And it's not very often I can do this report and have the commodity broker sitting right next to me. Mark Gold is here. Mark, of course, is with a Top Third. We hear him every morning with us, but he also has the opportunity to be in the booth with Stone Exterior during Commodity Classic. I think, Mark, we kind of need to start out there. You guys are here. What a great opportunity that you're going to have some great conversations with these producers.
Yeah, it's always great when farmers stop by to say hello, that they listen to me on KRVN and other places. And, you know, it's just great to get the one-on-one FaceTime with farmers and hear what's going on in their neck of the woods. And this is such a great meeting because there's farmers from all over the country here. So you really get a good taste of what's going on.
And I think you get a good taste, too, of what their feel is, what the markets are, good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, I think the American farmers always feels like it should be a lot higher than it is. And considering the low prices we've had out here, I can't say that I blame them. You know, the big question I've been getting for the last 30 or 60 days is, when is the bottom going to be in? And it hasn't really shown any signs of that until just the last few days. But we're hopeful that maybe we can get the funds to cover these massive short positions in corn. They're short considerable amount of beans, wheat, meal, oil, and we're hoping that we can see that start maybe tomorrow.
Well, it was nice to see March and May finish above the $4 mic and do pretty good today, but it's still in the back of everybody's mind. You know, as quick as we saw that drop below $4, it could go right back there again.
Well, there's no question that there's a fair amount of volatility in these markets. Tomorrow is first notice day, and the old saying around the Board of Trade is you buy heavy deliveries on first notice day. And I would expect that we'd see pretty good deliveries in corn, wheat, and beans. And that may be, you know, maybe we open lower off of that on Thursday's opening. But I think the specs are going to try to come in. The market's showing a little bit of life here. You got the funds short 330,000 contracts of corn. You know, they've been willing to add in the last month, which kind of surprised me, from 300 to 350 at one point. But do you really want to press the short side of corn as we go into the growing season? I don't want to be a part of that. So, you know, we've been doing what we do every day, which is when we get an opportunity to roll down options, we do that, and we've had some great opportunities there. So, you know, hopefully now we'll get a nice rally. we can move our floors back up to a more reasonable level and, you know, see a little bit more profitability for the American farmer.
Now, we know that the Ag Secretary and the EPA Administrator to be here at Commodity Classic later this week, and there's this pending announcement that they're set to make. Is the markets just kind of sitting there waited with bated breath to see what that is?
Well, I think that's why the corn was up here today. The positive feeling that there's going to be something on ethanol. And let's hope that happens, because the president put the ethanol from a year round. We were hoping it was going to be 2024. He's pushed that back to 2025. So now is he going to come out with something positive to offset that? Everybody seems to think so. We've been on our lows, so maybe a positive announcement will be helpful. I just hope it's not a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's look at the weather-wise here in the States as well. I know that we've had some interesting weather as of late. You and I were talking about that before we started the program with that front that moved through. Many guys, especially when you look here in the South, they're anxious to get in the fields. But there's a lot of factors that are kind of working against these guys this year with dry weather and uncertainty about what spring planting will bring.
Well, what we saw last night around Chicago, before I left, it was 75 degrees. It was 21 this morning. We had a storm at my house, and I'm surprised the roof was still there, frankly. We had a lot of tornadoes within 20 miles of us. So that's been pretty bad weather, but it's been isolated. We've had a remarkably warm, beautiful February out here. The other weather issue is certainly in West Texas and into Oklahoma with the fires. We were talking before, you mentioned that the fires look like they're about 82% contained, which is a good thing. But I think that had a little bit to do with the cattle market today. Maybe guys bringing in cattle early. The feeders were down sharply. The fats were down. But we still have a strong box beef market in the cattle market. And we think the Packers are short bought. So I'm hoping it's kind of a one-day sell-off.
We'll definitely take that. And, you know, you talk about those fires, and we were talking about that during this week's cattle call, that, you know, we don't know what those numbers are going to be for losses in both Texas, Oklahoma, in western Nebraska, where those fires are being contained, thanks goodness to a snow squall that helped to bring it under check. But is that kind of in the back of the minds of traders, knowing that these devastating fires were moving through that open range land?
Well, it's going to affect the cattle market more than anything else. As far as the grains go, you know, farmers are itching to get their planters out there. There's been an awful lot of field work done in February. But with the crop insurance, like around Illinois, Iowa, I think the first date is April 10th. So what are they going to do for the next 5-6 weeks? Excuse me, are they just going to sit it out? My guess is if they can get in and maybe even sneak in a little early, they might plant more corn acres than we've thought. We're expecting to see, you know, pretty good drop, 3 to 3.5 million acres of corn. We might not see that if we've got the good weather, because as we all know, farmers love to plant corn, they love to grow corn, they love to harvest corn, and they like to stick to the rotations. So I'm not sure we'll see that big of a cut in acres if the weather will continue to hold.
So will it be a weather-dominated spring market?
Well, certainly we're going to have to keep a close eye on the Brazilian second crop in corn. That's going to be a big deal to keep our eyes on that. It's gotten dry again in Brazil, so that could have an impact. And that might have been part of why corn was up here today. It'll certainly the last 50% of the beans yet to be harvested. It's getting dry again. That's not particularly helpful for the bean market. So hopefully we'll see, you know, some positive things here. The charts are turning first, and now we hope to see the fundamentals back it up.
Stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. Of course, we are broadcasting right here at Commodity Classic, and a lot of our stations that take us as well are here. Brian Winnikin's just sitting right next door to us. You might hear him doing some markets as well as we're here at Classic, the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation with Mark Gold with Top Third. And again, I want to reiterate the fact that you are here at Commodity Classic with us. I think it gives folks a great opportunity to have that one-on-one conversation with you as they talk about their marketing plans. And that's kind of what I wanted to start on this first half. How important, you know, we were talking about the weather-related markets and all the different factors that are weighing in. It's so easy to say, you know, I'm not going to worry about this right now. But you made a comment that says, guys have 5 weeks before they technically should be in the field because of crop insurance. Why not use that 5 weeks to get their ducks in a row or their crops in a row, shall we say, with a decent marketing plan or an idea of what they should be doing?
Well, I only wish that were true. You know, for the almost 30 years I've been working with the American farmer, marketing plan. My plan is to sell it when it moves higher, you know. And, you know, I've certainly tried to educate farmers over the years that maybe there's a better way to do the marketing. And the first step I've always said is you've got to have a written marketing plan. And then second, you have to have the discipline to follow it. So many times guys will set certain levels where they're willing to sell. It gets up there and the market looks strong. Well, I'm not going to sell it now. It looks like it's going to go higher. And they don't follow their own plan. I always try to bring in like a football analogy. Does anybody ever think Vince Lombardi went into a football game without a plan? But what did he ask his players to do? Execute that plan. So if you've got a written marketing plan, you still have to execute it. Just having that plan in the drawer doesn't do you any good. So we certainly advocate, you know, there's a lot of different ways to market grain. You know, I do it my way. There are other brokers that do it their way. I don't know who's right or wrong. I do know that we've been pretty consistent over the years. But you got to find somebody you're comfortable with. If it's not me, then find somebody else. There isn't a legitimate commodity broker out there that won't try to help you find a marketing plan that can work. My only advice is if you're talking to a commodity broker and they go, well, let's sell it if it goes to 475. Or let's buy futures down here, whatever it is. Always ask them, okay, that's a good idea, but what if you're wrong? And if the broker doesn't have a really good answer for that question, you need another broker, in my opinion, because you've always got to know what the risk is. You've always got to know, what am I doing out here? And you can't just, you know, sell futures, the market goes up, now what? Do you take the loss? Do you double up? So, you know, you've got to be very careful at what is your plan if you're wrong.
Some good marketing advice. So what's wrong with this dollar? What do you see? I mean, obviously up to date, it had an effect on this wheat market, but what do you see this dollar influencing us over the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, the dollar's been hanging between 94 cents, give or take a range out here. At 104. It's been hanging around 104. If we can get the dollar under 100 again, we tried to get there a month or 6 weeks ago, couldn't do it. It bounced back up to 104, 105. If we could get the dollar to close under 100, then I think that's going to show weakness in the dollar, and hopefully that'll help the wheat market. But it's hard to sell wheat when you got the Russians on a fire sale out there selling it at very cheap prices. Our dollar is still strong. Where are we going to go with it? But, you know, these things turn around, and hopefully we'll see something better in the days ahead in the wheat market.
Talked a little bit about the cattle on the front half, but I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more. How do you see countryside demand right now?
Well, what do you mean by countryside demand?
I think just, you know, what are you hearing out there when it comes to the packers and the buyer?
Well, you know, I'm hearing the packers have been short bought, as they frequently are. The box beef in demand has been really good. The cattle on feed on Friday was a surprise. You know, the placements were 3 points higher than what they expected. But the market really didn't react to that Monday, Tuesday. It finally did today, Was that because of the fires or something else? I haven't, unfortunately, I've been on a plane most of the day here today, so I haven't been able to check all the information I can. But I'm hoping that's just kind of a one-day sell-off. Feb futures go off the board tomorrow in the fat cattle. And now we'll be looking at the Aprils. They're a good $3 higher over than the Feb. So is the cash market going to go up to the April price, or is the April price going to come down to the cash market? I think, you know, 183 to 186 is probably a fair market in the next couple of weeks. Hoping we can stay strong in here. We've had a nice rally. I would say this. On this kind of a rally, it's always, in my opinion, good marketing to look at buying some puts. We rallied $22, $100 out here. Spend $4 out of that $22 and put yourself in a reasonable floor in case we go right back. If I'm wrong, okay, Mark, ask me. Gee, Mark, what if you're wrong? Well, if I'm wrong, cattle goes a lot higher. You'll be able to afford the $4 loss on the options and sell your cattle at higher prices.
All right, best way for folks to get a hold of you, Mark?
1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE, or you can go to our website, www.topthird.com.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell. Just a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a member of the Hometown Guys. Adams Super Service is looking for an automotive technician for their growing family. The right candidate will have their own tools, 2 years' experience, good driving record, and a great personality. Adams Super Service offers paid holidays, leave, training, plus there's no weekend work. Visit Adams Super Service in Durand to apply.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Morton Buildings. The 2024 Commodity Classic gets underway today in Houston, Texas, as farmers from around the country gather for this massive event. I'll be at the Case IH booth with Max Armstrong this afternoon. Leave it here for more details.
Hi, this is Max Armstrong here to remind you that the Morton Buildings annual sales event, Building Value Days, is on now till the end of February. That means you get the best for less. Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. If you need equipment storage or a shop for your farm or hobbies or even a garage, stall, barn, or storage for an RV, a boat, or vehicles, visit MortonBuildings.com to take advantage of their discounted sales event pricing. They use quality materials and expert craftsmen with an industry-leading warranty to ensure your addition is enjoyed by generations to come. And they have thousands of satisfied customers. I ought to know. I am one. Don't wait to take advantage of the Building Value Day sales event. Visit MortonBuildings.com today. Certain restrictions may apply. This offer may not be available in all states. To qualify for the discount, order must be placed between now and February 29th, 2024. Contact your local Morton office for more details or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Yes, indeed, it's here already. The 2024 Commodity Classic gets underway this afternoon at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston, Texas. This annual event, held since 1996, brings together thousands of farmers and allied industry for 4 days of association meetings, policy updates, tours, and a massive trade show. If you're going to be at the Classic today on Wednesday, Max Armstrong and I will be taping This Week in Agribusiness at the Case IH booth from 3 to 5 Central Time. Come on by and give us a wave. We'll be talking markets with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, getting the latest updates from the folks at Case headquarters, and talking with industry leaders about policy issues ahead for the year. And that's a big part of why the event happens each winter. Five organizations: the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Sorghum Producers, and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers partner each year to host this event. But attendees will be there representing nearly every kind of crop grown in the United States. Last year's attendance set a record at 10,400 people, and organizers are hopeful to surpass it this year, particularly as the Houston Rodeo is happening right nearby, offering other choices for entertainment in the evenings. During the day, however, big topics will be under discussion. Two leaders of major federal agencies will kick off tomorrow's general session, with Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, and Michael Regan, the EPA Administrator, discussing policy around topics like biofuels, conservation, and the growing bioeconomy, and more. Tomorrow we'll also bring a panel discussion with the leaders of the five presenting organizations. That's a recurring event that's always a hit with the crowd. I'll have more when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Yes, come see Max Armstrong and I this afternoon at the Commodity Classic in Houston. We'll be filming This Week in Agribusiness at the Case IH booth from 3 to 5 Central Time, and we'd love for you to stop by. Be sure to catch the show this weekend on RFD TV or on the best local affiliates. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Morton Buildings. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the low teens, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow. Highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday. High upper 50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend. Partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday. Near 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're at 18 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras.
coming from a few rows back. And when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. And now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be cool if you did. Can't shoot me down, cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you wanna go. Baby, I'll do whatever you wanna do. On smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it should be cool if you did. Have a night that you'll never forget. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this,
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
County Road 233, under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bail. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, going low with my shotgun. Wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one. And he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a rag doll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm on the show of what a little girl's made of. Gunpowder and lead. Well, it's 10:30. Another six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time. My gun's bigger. He'll find out when I pull the trigger.
She never got to see. She won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.